Welcome back to another episode of the ITB Insurance the Bright Way podcast. I'm the host, Rick Fox, and we are now getting into deep into season two here on the show. And again, thank you everybody for the support, for being part of the community, for sending me notes in LinkedIn. Keep that up. Make sure that you're downloading these episodes, subscribing to the show, and giving us 5-star ratings if you like what you hear, because that always helps. So, all right. So this rant today, another rant, you just get me. Sorry about that. Is my 2024 outlook. And it's not a full outlook, but it's just a couple of things I want to kind of get off my chest as it relates to where we're at, what's going on, and the way I'm kind of thinking about 2024 from the agency side. I'm going to ask this question. Should we be optimistic about 2024? Let me give you a couple stats that would say no. But I promise you, I'm going to get to the good stuff. I'm going to get to the optimism because there is some. But number one, homeowners insurance rates are up 35% from 2 years ago nationally. That's the average, 35%. 2023, there were 26 more than $1 billion claims caused by weather in the country. 26 more than 1 billion. Almost every carrier reported a loss position in 2023. Those aren't real super exciting good things about our industry, but I'm not telling you anything you don't know. The market is crazy. Is there signs of optimism? So let's talk about it. The market's crazy, but it's still like, this is not one of those victim moments where I want everybody to sit back on their hands and wait for the market to get better. Is there going to be changes this year? Yes. Let me talk through what I think's happening and what's going to happen. Number one, let me say this off the top. And I said this to all of my Brightway agents at our sales kickoff in January. This is, to me, the most opportunity-filled part of our industry we've ever been in. This time, right now, if you are opportunistic, it is a greater time than maybe we've ever seen to go out and make an incredible mark in what's going on out there. And I'll explain what I mean. There are basically two kinds of agents right now, and I talk to a lot of agents. I have talked to agents, as you would imagine, with the roles that I've had over the years. I talk to agents all the time. And there's about 50% or so of those agents that are right now saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. I'm going to sit in my office, plug my ears and go la, 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 la until it's over. And then everything will be okay because this industry will always be okay. That's about half the agents. And about the other half is saying, all of those agents that have been playing golf and sticking to their ways and reacting to this market, I'm going to go take their business. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to put my face in front of all of these potential customers that they're maybe neglecting. And neglect's probably not the right word, but not overly involved in the relationship with. I'm going to go take them. So think about it through that. Who are you right now? Are you sitting back and saying, well, you know, I'm riding the rate wave because the rates are going up. So my commissions are going up. My retention is pretty good. Phones aren't ringing as much. We're not getting as many quotes, but I'm going to go golfing. Or are you saying, there's a bunch of agents out on the golf course right now not taking care of their customers, and I'm going to go take their customers. This is not a time for reactive. This is a time for proactive. But that does make me optimistic. And it's up to you to decide what you want to do and how you want to work in this environment. Being reactive in this environment is going to... Are you going to make it? Probably, especially if you're an established long-term agent. Are you going to crush? No. And are you going to lose business to those that are going to set themselves up for not only during this market, but it will, as we've said, the market's very cyclical. It's going to come back. It will soften. And when it does, those folks that decided to be proactive are way ahead of the game. They are going at a speed that you will have to catch up to, even if you are an established agent. It's completely up to you at this point. So the optimism is in the eye of the beholder as it relates to what's going on in the market. All right. So let's say right now you're like, ah, you know what, Rick, that makes a lot of sense. I haven't been thinking about it through that lens, but I do want to be more proactive. What do I do? Like I've been sitting back, resting on my laurels, working off my referral partners, and everything's been good, but that's dried up. So what do I do? I'm just going to give you a bunch of examples. Additional products. What does that mean? That means cross-selling to your existing customers. Or even marketing to prospects in areas that maybe you hadn't thought of in the past. And I'll just rattle off a bunch. Life insurance, pet insurance, home warranty, flood for those that live in states where flood is... if you have a homeowner's and you don't have the flood attached to it, shame on you. You have the home. Why don't you have the flood? That's a cross sell. That's stickiness. That's multi-line. That's better for renewals. It's more profitable business. Get out there and add additional products within the mix. And I can tell you a very specific agent that will remain nameless that right now is leading with pet insurance. Is out in market selling pet insurance. Are you going to get rich off pet insurance? No. But if they picked up the phone or they answered your email or your text or went to your website off something they found about pet insurance and you did them right, now they're a customer. Well, if they have a pet, they probably have a home. And how do they get that pet to the vet? In their car. You see where I'm going with this? Proactive. Get after it. 2024 is the year for it is not for the weak. It is for the strong. And additional products is a great way. Another line here I wrote down, similar but just a little different, which is cross-selling. Look at your book of business and say, I have 62% of my business is multi-line. And that means that 38% of it is a mono-line policy. Those are at risk, at peril, and why in the world, if it's already a customer, wouldn't you be selling them more than one policy? So look in your book of business, pull a list of home, no autos, auto, no homes, home, no flood, home and auto, no umbrella, and get after it, proactive. Lost leads. This is always a fun one for me because when I used to work, when I was at Agency Revolution and we were a marketing automation company, I would ask agents this leading question. I would say, you know, how many leads do you get in a day? And they'd be like, oh, we get about 10 leads a day. Great. How many do you close? We close about 30%. That's pretty good. Not a bad number. What happens to the other 7 leads? Crickets. They didn't do anything. They went away. Here's the problem with that. They went and bought insurance from somebody else. And I almost guarantee you that the other agent that sold them the insurance is not giving them the value that you can by communicating with them, setting up a marketing automation that communicates with them 4 times this year, 6 times this year. They get value from you, not buy from me, but like, hey, storm season's coming. Have you done X, Y, and Z? Or, hey, in case of a wildfire, if you live in a state that's a wildfire state, do this, call that. If there's a hurricane, here's the number, here's FEMA. Like, those are value-added points that you can give them even when they're not your customer. And then the next year, the beauty of insurance is we know when they're going to buy insurance again. We have the date of expiration from their policy because we were already quoting them for that date. And right with lost leads is lost customers. Customers are jumping around. They saw, you know, a lizard on television and decided to get their auto insurance online, but they might not be completely happy with what they are. Are you spending any time still marketing to your lost customers who might come back? Think about that. They know you. They might have left you for rate or some other reason or just because they thought they could do it better themselves. They might want to come back. And if you're in front of them, you're the one that they'll want to talk to. Then there's the personalized to commercial or commercial to personal. Are you a predominantly personal lines producer or predominantly personal lines agency? What are you doing for commercial lines? I don't really know commercial lines. Great. You didn't know personal lines, but you learned that. Now learn commercial lines. Or is your agency a pretty heavy duty commercial line? Well, we don't do personal lines here. It takes too much time. Does it? In a market like this, when it's a bare knuckle brawl for every piece of business, this could be the time that you build up at least some personal lines within your commercial lines agency. I wrote this down as one of the things that you should be doing to be proactive, and I just wrote it three times. I wrote hustle, hustle, hustle. This is, again, I'm proud of you if you got your golf handicap down to two, but this is a bare knuckle brawl right now. This is going to be a monster of an effort year for us. So hustling, getting after it, thinking through the things I'm saying here and putting them into work and then staying active with it. Man, that's the secret sauce. And then finally, finding the right business. So I think what happens a lot is we get stuck in the random web lead that comes through or purchase lead or somebody who sent us something. And it's like this single car, minimum limits, needs proof of insurance. Like, is that really the right business? So, and trust me, in a market like this, it's hard to walk away from business, but you are also going to start being proactive. So your marketing should be marketing to, or your sales outreach should be very targeted to the right customers, the right business. You know where you sit in your environment, in your geography. We are really good in homeowners insurance with values under $750,000 on coverage A. I'm just making that up. Okay. Then why aren't you marketing to homeowners with what you believe to be $750,000 and below in coverage A? That is a targeted approach that is proactive, not waiting for the phone to ring and hoping they fit into that category. Again, made the category up, but figure out what your categories are. There should be more than one, should be a lot. And the cool thing now about the industry is so what's going on? I think we're going to see a little more rate stability this year. In fact, there's a quote just came out actually today from the Progressive CEO saying they are going to move to a more stable rate this year. They've been taking rate, and they believe they can get to where they want to get with a little more stability this year. And I think you're going to see some more of that. Don't put it in pen because, again, this market has been crazy, but I think we'll start to see some stabilization, which should help. And then there's other ways to look at this. If you're in a distressed state, by that I mean, you know, you're heavy duty cat risk. So a Florida or a Texas or Colorado with the fires or California with everything. A lot of carriers are saying, we're not writing new business. You look at your national carriers, they're not writing new business, but new carriers are popping up and they're looking for opportunities. That doesn't mean that every carrier that walks through the door is a good fit for you. And it doesn't mean they're not going to underprice and you're going to be in a dilemma with them in 12 or 24 months. But if you find there are new carriers out there, they're data driven and they understand the risks and they price appropriately, that can give you capacity. So thinking about it through the lens of who else is out there that I should be having conversations with at the carrier level. And these carriers, if they're coming in, they need to be good and deliver for you so they have a future in whatever state it is you're in. So new carriers coming in, sometimes that's the Shifting Sands Mutual, if you know what I mean, like coming in, trying to get a quick buck, and then they'll just probably be gone. But the data-driven carriers that are coming through now and really emphasizing the correct analysis of that data to get to right rates, get to right areas, and do the right things. Those are some of the best opportunities we have in the market right now. And those are out there. You just, again, proactively looking for them. They're not all going to call you. And then if you think about this through kind of the carrier lens, and I mentioned before, you know, they've shut down new business, or they're doing this different, or they're not letting me write X, Y, or Z, or I can't use the rate, whatever that is. Again, the victim mentality is I'm just going to sit here on my hands and wait for it all to get better, and then I'll start back up. I think it's going to start getting a little better. I'm using my air quotes and saying I think it's starting, that the carriers are starting to dip their toes back into some areas. They're starting to think about what it looks like. And we're in early 24, so that's a good sign for this year. I think if you listen to this podcast and you hear everything that I've said, I think there are ways for you to hedge against that not being the case. But if that's also happening too, you just get to amplify or give more horsepower to this plan that you're putting in place to have a crushing year. I mean, just kill it by being proactive and hustling and putting the effort in and thinking through the way you're doing your business. And if you think about it through those terms, then 2024, I'm super optimistic about it. And I gave you all those stats at the beginning that we're not. But if you're willing, like if you said, yes, Rick, I'm all in, I'm going to hustle, I'm going to be smart about this, I'm going to go take business from those that are deciding to sit on their hands. If you look at it through that lens, and again, I said all of this to all of our agents at our SKO, this is the time to go take what's yours, to go out there and take business from agents that are just lazy. It's up to you. That's the final point. This is totally on you to decide. So as you think about this and you really kind of want this to be a big year, if in fact that's the goal, then you have to look at it through the proactive lens and you have to start deciding which one of those things are you willing to implement? What bare knuckle brawl are you willing to get into and go win? It's totally up to you. I'm excited for 24. I hope you're excited for 24. This is a great time. It is very opportunistic for those that want to go out and do it. And I hope that's you. I hope everybody listening to this, if you're already listening to insurance podcasts, you're already thinking about this through a lens of, yeah, I want to be better. I want to be great. Well, this is how you do it. And this is how you do it right now. It's going to get better. The markets are going to open back up. As they do, do you want to then start your warm-ups into your stretching, into your sprint? Or do you already want to be at full speed running around the track? That's what's up to you. Okay, that's my rant. Again, thank you everybody for tuning in. The feedback that I get, especially on LinkedIn, is awesome. Make sure that you are subscribed to the ITB, wherever you get your podcasts. If you don't mind, and if you enjoy the show, please give us a 5-star rating. And make sure to be connected with me on LinkedIn. Send me a direct message. Let me know what we can be doing better here. Let us know what guests would be great to have on the show or topics for an upcoming rant. Thanks again for tuning in, everybody, and we will see you next time.